Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick, I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, hello, Roo. Woke up to a pretty wet morning up my way this morning, so you were right yesterday about the rain. It's coming all week.
I walked down to pick the kids up from school yesterday, and I was just standing across the road, probably looking a little bit sus, and about 30 seconds later, I had about 100 ants all over me.
Really?
It's a telltale sign. Just the black ants are out everywhere for the last couple of days. They always get it right when there's a weather change happening. And
the ants know.
The ants know. I don't know what they say when the rain's coming, but they're on the move. Yeah. So a lot of rain around the next few days. So good for most people.
Now, Roo, if you asked me about a week ago, I would have said we've got no power in this place, and whatever power we have got is so expensive. Now I reckon we're going to have too much power. We got power stations coming out of our backside now. So we've got the generators the government's bringing in. We've got Elon Musk with his battery. Now what have we got?
We've got a big solar farm happening up at Port Augusta. So I'm really interested to find out more about what this means. But it sounds like it's not going to cost us anything. We're going to talk about it a bit later on.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get the CEO of the company that's building it on later on, which would be really interesting. Peter Hellier is going to join us. We've got the Angels today. We've got Tex Walker as well.
Yes.
So we are chock-a-block.
Has Tex got a bad foot?
Well, he did hurt it at the start of the game, but he played out the game, so shouldn't be too bad, I wouldn't have thought.
All right, big morning coming up. Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:10, Ruined Dits for Breakfast. What is making news around the place? Now, you touched on this power station, Roo.
Yeah.
So how much do you know about it?
Not a lot, only what I've read last night and today, but $650 million worth. It's a lot of money. $110 million of that's coming from the federal government, and the rest of it's... I don't think it's coming from taxpayer dollars at all, I think. Now, don't ask me who's fixing it up, because I don't know, but... It's about 160 megawatts, so reasonable size. And it's basically a heap of mirrors. It's like the Tevada Farm sort of thing. There's heaps of mirrors that shine up to one station and it sets off a heap of steam, which creates electricity.
Right.
And, it sounds like it's, I mean, technology-wise, it's really the latest sort of technology. There's not too many people saying anything negative about it. It's actually... a lot of jobs, which is good.
I just hope we have control over the pricing, that's all.
Well, that's the contract sold off for 20 years. That's why the company's probably buying it. So that's why they're the ones probably funding it, because of if they've got a set income for 20 years. That's a question we'll ask when we try and get someone from the government on. Is it actually going to be cheaper than normal power? Will it drop the prices or will it just make it the same but give us more baseload power?
So give us power.
I think it's a good announcement from what I've seen so far. Certainly Port Augusta and the regions up there would be stoked. They're talking about 700 jobs in construction, which is going to start next year and be completed by 2020, which is not that far away. But it's on a very big parcel of land. It takes up 60 hectares or something like that, which is
that's big.
150 acres. A lot of mirrors.
Mm.
So we'll wait and see on that. But it's good news.
Good for the region, because it's been a little bit doom and gloom up there for a couple of years. Just not uncertainty, I guess, is the big word, isn't it? Uncertainty about what's going to happen.
They lost
with those
450
towns.
Jobs out of a community of 15,000 or whatever. Yeah. So good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, from the world of AFL, a bloke close to you and I, Neil Craig, has decided to pull the pin at the end of the season. And Roo, if I make a statement, I think when he left here as Crows coach, he probably, Crows supporters had unfortunately grown a bit tired of his coaching, and you know, he came in for some criticism, but you and I know him as a brilliant man. And I think I speak for you. Like, I was lucky enough to have a lot to do with him, as you did. I mean, gee, you played under him, but I just rate the bloke so highly, and I hope he's remembered for all the right reasons. And go back to the premierships that your club, won. He played a major role.
Yeah, he's one of the most outstanding men I've ever met, I think. And I get quite annoyed when I hear people talk down of him. Certainly in Melbourne they do. Yeah. And quite a few Crows supporters think he was too one-dimensional, and maybe he was, but that's him. And you can't have a crack at him for that.
1 year you finished minor premiers under him, didn't you?
2005.
And could have, I mean, I know you're saying could have won a premiership's a big statement, that but you were in the running.
That was the one I say to you that I cost them.
You cost them.
Yeah. But
so Neil Craig
and the year
him.
After, 05, 06, we should have probably
so
won
he
one.
He had you playing very good footy.
Well, and he was the fitness coach in the 2 years that we won.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic human. If you had a teenage boy and you were going to have him as a coach, you could not be any more confident. He's going to turn out being an absolute gentleman, a hard worker, understands sacrifice.
Has a laugh
and discipline
at the right time.
Yeah. And probably the only knock and probably the reason why he gets a bit of a bad name is he never took that into the media. As soon as the camera went on, he turned into coach mode. And I think a lot of people just never got to see the sense of humour he had. He is a very good, funny
fella. Well, I found, Roo, there were times where we did some brutal training sessions and I'd think, God, when is this going to end? And then he just made me laugh at the right time, and we'd have and then it was right now. Let's get back to work and try, work harder again. And I don't know. He just had a great knack of doing that.
He's got a lot of funny sayings that he rolls out, and anyone who's been around him for a while will know them all. And we used to come back from pre-season training. Fat blowfly is a slow blowfly, things like that. And I'd be running along in the 5K run and dry reaching and carrying on. He'd be going, better to have an empty house than a bad tenant. things like that. So he'd roll out all these sayings, which would make you laugh and have a lot of fun. So let's hope we can, if he is retiring, we'll get him on because he's a wealth of information.
And
Charlie
genius.
Walsh.
He's a genius as well.
Are freaks and totally underrated by most people, I think.
And Roo, just
no
finally.
No one will speak bad about Tex never got on real well with him. Tex has had a few issues with
Craigie.
He was
hard on Tex.
He was very hard on Tex, but for the right reasons. Yeah. But, Tex won't speak highly of him, but most blokes, I think 98% of blokes who played underneath him love him.
But gee, if you come out of your career and one bloke speaks badly, you've done pretty well, haven't you?
Yeah,
I know there'd be others, but... and just finally, I said to you years ago, when they appointed Rodney Eade at Gold Coast, they should have appointed Neil Craig. I reckon he would have done real well with that young squad.
And I told you, I made a phone call to recommend him without him knowing, because I thought that he would be perfect for them up there. And you know what? They'd be in a different place now if he was up there.
Yep. And just finally, making news around the joint. This is something different, but Uber, who always seem to be in the news, they've made an announcement yesterday. They reckon by 2020, we'll have flying cars. So Uber will be able to pick you up in a flight, like a drone type thing.
Hopefully in the Simpson Desert or somewhere over there, dude. Not the main streets.
Well, get very crowded in the skies. But they're actually targeting Sydney. They think Sydney's the perfect city for it because of their congestion. So just short little trips, you'll be able to jump into one of these flying cars and get a ride. Can you believe that?
With George Jetson, he's going to be the number one.
George will be
the first driver.
There he is.
I love the Jetsons. Well, listen, they're talking about drones and flying cars and bloody driverless cars. I don't know. We're getting a bit scary, isn't it?
Just on the driverless cars, now that you raise that, are we allowed to drive home after being at the pub all afternoon?
You're allowed to sit in it.
That's what
you
I mean.
Don't drive.
If it's driverless.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can just get in and say, take me home.
Take me home. Take me home, mate.
And when the cop pulls me over and there's no one in the driver's seat, I go, hey, I'm sitting back here,
gotcha.
But I'm in the back seat.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Roo and Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
6:25. Roo, I told you moments ago, this is quite controversial, but Mel the button pusher is under a cloud. Mel, good morning.
A long grey cloud.
Right. I'm just questioning your citizenship, Mel. What can you tell me?
I might be as choice as Barnaby.
Right, we'll get out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, you're a Kiwi.
Well, you can't work here then.
Yeah, sorry, I'm out.
So what's your story?
Well, I was born there, but I got citizenship. I got Australian citizenship. I got the certificate. I got a free wattle tree. I was handed a Bible.
Righto.
I've given the oath. I thought I was Australian since 1998, but no, I've found out I am still considered a New Zealand citizen.
Right, so you,
citizen.
You and Barnaby,
yeah,
pack your bags.
Dual citizens, not a Triple M, thank you, Mel.
No, sorry,
let's hear from Barnaby Joyce.
New Zealand High Commission contacted me to advise that, on the basis of preliminary advice from their Department of Internal Affairs, which had received inquiries from the New Zealand Labor Party, they considered that I may be a citizen by descent of New Zealand.
Right.
I thought he'd been a bit sheepish lately. Oh,
I did. Barnaby. Now, Roo, this is all getting a bit ridiculous. And what's come out? So the government's come out swinging this morning, and they're now questioning five Labor MPs' backgrounds.
Oh, who cares?
Now, we've already had these people stand down, obviously. But, Roo, let me put it to, I know it's the Constitution. I understand that. You've got to have rules, but if Barnaby's lived here as long as he has and all of these others have as well, aren't they just decent people that stood for election and got voted in? Obviously, in their local community, people thought they were worthy of being elected. I don't know if this... Because when you think about
it's
it...
It's an old
look,
rule.
Look at
it's
your
a
family,
very,
Ruth.
Very old rule.
In Australia, we've all come from somewhere, haven't we?
Well, the about people who are born here now, it's frightening the number of people who live here who are actually born here or... people who live here, their parents were born here. It's frightening.
We're a bit of a different nation. We're thrown together.
Very multicultural.
We are. So it actually doesn't bother me. I'm serious. It doesn't concern me that much. But you know, this could be quite serious. They're saying that if Barnaby has to clear his desk, the government probably hasn't got the numbers, or it hasn't.
It's, I know,
what does that mean?
I know he hadn't been popular lately with this water stealing that's been rumoured to be going on in New South Wales, but he comes across to me as exactly this type of politician we actually want. I like him.
Yeah.
He's outspoken. He's a bit mad. Has a bit of a laugh. But if we wipe out blokes like him, we won't have a very good government at all.
No.
I don't think.
So, as I said, I think we're multicultural. We all come from somewhere, and it doesn't actually bother me really. Nah. So it's Labor and Liberal taking pot shots at each other, trying to get the upper hand. Really. By the way, apparently Pistol and Boo have sent their best this morning.
Pistol and Boo.
The way from America. They've said good morning, Barnaby, and hope you're going well.
I wouldn't be surprised if Johnny Depp tried to ring us today and have a bit of a chat about this.
Let's hope so.
They had a bit of a run in, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
What do you call him? A big tomato
head. Red tomato head.
Red tomato head or something.
Ready to explode, yeah.
Ruin Tits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Good morning, Tex.
Morning, Dits.
Now, are you in one piece? God, last week you went and had x-rays. This morning you've got your finger bandage, you had your thumb bandage during the week.
And picking
your
nose too much.
You went off with a sore foot. What is going on?
Nah, I'm all good.
Are you?
Just that time of year, Dits. You're a little bit sore here and there.
Well, I don't go and get x-rays done if there's nothing wrong with me.
Well,
it's hard to get hurt sitting at the bar, Dits.
RSI.
How is that elbow going?
That's the only injury you get from leaning on the bar.
And I,
other arm from
Funnily enough, I had a cortisone in my elbow last month.
You did?
I had a bad elbow.
How is it now?
I just woke up one day and it was sore. And the cortisone fixed it.
Have you been trying that Voltaren stuff that I told you?
Yeah. But no.
That sounds real promising.
This fella is not resilient. Trust me. He tries for a diet and doesn't even get through a half a day.
I got to 10:30 in the morning.
It looks like it's working.
He'd have Voltaren gel and he would have done one squeeze out of the tube. Put it on.
Go.
That's no good. That stuff.
Give me some DP.
Get me the old heat lamp from 1970s.
I'm telling you, the Voltaren wrap works.
Yeah, well, I did it for a few days. Thanks, Tex.
You did?
I did.
I promise I did. My wife will back
me up. How many days?
Nah, for about a week.
Oh, a couple of days has gone to a week.
Give or take.
That's a lie, Ditz. You're lying to us. That's un-Australian.
I ran out of Glad wrap in the end. That was the problem. It's a big arm to get around.
Not putting around your bum. Jesus. Then you would run out, but around your
Come
elbow.
Come on, this is Texas segment. Leave me alone. Another great win, Tex. It's looking good. And I tell you what, even for a non-Crows barrier, very excited about Friday. This is going to be one of the games of the year, if not the game of the year.
Yeah, I reckon against Essendon was one of those games where it was sort of they kicked it three or four in a row, then we got control. They kicked a couple, we got control. So we weren't in full control the whole game, but in the aspects that we we want to win. We won, so contested footy and tackles and things like that. So it was good to go over there and come away with a nice win.
The ball movement was as good as I've ever seen. I think the skill, I mean, you're under the roof, so you've got good conditions, but just what's changed in the game from 10 years ago, or, you know, more so even 20 years ago, is the ability to players to be able to handball and kick in tight. It's 10 times better than what it was 10 years ago, I reckon, because you must train for it a lot more. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The game's gone like that. It's more sort of contested and a lot more numbers around the stoppages, so we have to train that way. And back in, when you were playing real, it was probably a little bit more open, so field kicking was probably on show, but we trained that during the week.
Hugh Greenwood took a couple of good grabs again. He looks like he's very comfortable, but Alex Keith down back played a cracking game.
He was good, Keithy.
Put him straight on Danaher too. That's what I like about Pike. It's a good, you know, he's only in his third or fourth game, and puts him on the bloke who was leading the Coleman medal and did well. And the only goals that Danaher got on him was when he was off the ground, and I think Jake Lever might have been on him. So he did a great job, took 11 marks. So the young fellas are holding up, and everyone's talking about the Crouch boys now with the midfield depth. So they're... what is it? Matt Crouch's 13th or 14th time this year he's had 30 plus disposals.
He's in all Australian form, Matt.
Oh, he is. Oh, I've got no doubt about it.
You know who else doesn't get recognition but is playing an absolute unbelievable role for us? Can you guess?
Jake Kelly.
Nah.
Who?
You won't guess.
Dougie.
Nah.
You.
Luke Brown.
Brown, he's sort of a quiet achiever. Well, he was on Tip and Woody, and Tip and Woody didn't kick a goal on the weekend.
Yeah, but he does that week in, week out, and does not get any recognition.
Yep. No, he's a good love him. He's a good little back pocketer that does his job and doesn't do anything flashy, but it's pretty tough.
That's good. Those players are very important, Tex, no doubt about that, to the makeup
of his site. Gets Wingard, and he was on Robbie Gray the week before.
Yeah. The players that re-signed yesterday, Alex Keith is one of those, which is great news. But moving forward, can you, I think I asked you this last week, what about all of those young players playing in defence for you? If you sign Lever, which hopefully you do, and, you know, you've got all of those good young players.
Keith, Hardigan.
Kelly, Keith, Hardigan come back. Yeah. Chaney waiting in the wings. It's going to be hard to get a spot, isn't it?
It's a healthy spot to be, Dits, when you got blokes.
Yeah, but how do you keep them all happy, though? They all want to play AFL footy.
We'll just have to cross that bridge when we get there.
How do you keep them happy? Tell them that the best informed players will get a game.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, we'll trade you to Port.
A couple miss out.
Imagine that. Oh, Jesus.
Don't. Dits is always trying to get Miller and these blokes, aren't you, Dits?
Yeah, the fringe blokes who aren't getting a game always look to move on. They won't be happy. Everyone wants to play every week.
I'd rather retire.
Oh, Tex, yeah, right.
I would rather
retire. I told you before, Tex, you wouldn't make our side anyway, so don't worry about it. Don't dream.
Can I ask, this is a serious question. Did you get $1 million offer from Port Adelaide a couple of years ago?
No.
Did you get close to it?
No.
This is true. No. Don't lie to us.
I'm not. I'll be 100% honest.
Did you get a big offer?
No. Nah.
So you just told the club that to get more money then, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
He did.
When did I ever come out and say that?
No, you didn't. But that's what rumour was getting around. Paul was trying to get you.
There you go, Rooch. Rooch tomorrow. Walker denies. Port ever offered him $1 million.
Well, he's the one that broke it, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He might have to eat his own words.
More with Tex Walker in just a moment. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Ruined It's for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
7:27, we are with Tex Walker. Now, Tex, just before we get back to the Crows, great story on the weekend about growing up playing country footy. In fact, both of you were involved in that. So tell us about that. That was a premiership you won back in Broken Hill?
Back in 07, yeah. Yeah. That year running sevens, Dits. Kick seven.
Oh. Yeah,
2007. So we won the flag. Seniors won the flag in 07. Yep. The year before I come down here.
All right. So, and you've got a brother who played as well?
Yeah, he played in the Resi's flag. So he, whilst watching the seniors play, thought it'd be a great idea to get as sloshed as he could.
They better celebrate, yeah.
And then he come out and because it was my last game, he got a bit emotional. Mum decided to come out on the ground. She got a bit emotional. Right. So then it caused me to get a bit emotional. So yeah, that was the result, that photo.
All right.
Mum and I.
Nah, very nice.
Good memories. Nice. Hey, what about this year for retirees, Tex? It's been an amazing year. You have these years every now and then. We hear that Bob Murphy's going to retire today. Just made a little side here, or they did online. I'll just read it out for you. From the back line, Sean Dempster, who's been an All-Australian, Tom Lodigan, a gun.
Tom Lodigan, is he retired?
Well, they're saying he might retire, and Andrew Mackie as well. Wow. Right, so that's the full back line. Matthew Boyd, star for Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. Josh Gibson from Hawthorn. Luke Hodge from Hawthorn. Wow. Through the midfield, Scotty Thompson, Sam Mitchell, and Lee Montagna. In the ruck, big Ivan Drago, Marich. Joe Watson and Matt Prittis, a couple of Brownlow medalists, one and a half Brownlow medalists there. Half forward, Stevie Johnson, Nick Revolt, and Bob Murphy.
Wow.
Full forward, Jesse White from Collingwood scrapes into the team. Drew Petrie and Mark Lacroix, who's another gun player.
Is this some of them that
he'll retire at the end of the year. I think Stanton, Zach Dawson, and Rodney Ead.
Rodney Ead, is he the coach?
Yeah, so pretty good side though, isn't it?
What about the, just on Rodney Ead, Broken Hill boy, Dean Solomon coaching?
Yes, that's good. When did he leave Broken Hill, Dean Solomon?
Oh, he would have been 16 or 17. He
really?
He went through the Bendigo Pioneers.
I didn't know he lived at Broken Hill that long.
Yeah,
he's highly regarded up there, so he might even get the main gig. Who knows?
He's a good man, Solly.
Big job. They've got to pick the right person up there because they've got to turn that football club around, Dits. Mm,
they do.
Friday night is going to be a blockbuster. It'll be massive. A sellout. It's going to be wet all week now and still a bit of rain around on Friday.
But you reckon they're wet track specialists?
W next to them in their name. the Adelaide Crows love the wet weather. And tell you what, Sydney got a W next to them as well. They've got Kennedy and Jack and Parker and Hanbury, all those sort of balls in the middle. This will be the opposite game to last Saturday night where it was free-flowing. This will be tough as.
Yeah, we won't have a roof over our head this Friday night, Roo. But, they're in great form and it's going to be a great opportunity for us. Probably the two informed teams in the comp at the moment. Just put on show what we're about.
I think Crows fans were absolutely stoked when they saw you play against Geelong in a finals type game. It was tough and it was hard. I think most people think Sydney are probably other than Adelaide, the informed side in the competition. They've probably got a bit more consistency in finals and a bit more proven. If you can do it again Friday night and play another finals type performance, then I think Crows fans will get a bit more excited.
Well, I reckon along with the players and the Crows fans, they're probably, last time we played them over there in the final last year, it probably sits in the back of their mind. And I know it's...
smashed them.
It's in the back of my mind.
Yeah, they smashed Adelaide and smashed Geelong last year in the final, Sydney.
All right. Well, Tex, good luck this Friday night. Big, big game. Now, dad joke to leave us with?
Oh, it's a bit of a story. I'm going back a little bit when I was living with Crouchy. Right. I was out mowing the lawns and Crouchy decided to come out and he checked the mailbox and slammed it down. Went back inside and I started doing the edges. He came back out, looked at the mailbox, slammed it back down.
Right.
Said, mate, what's wrong? Is everything okay? He said, mate, I'm starting to get the shits with my laptop. It keeps saying I've got mail.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He rang in yesterday with an ordinary joke too, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Couldn't even play it today.
All right, good on you, Tex.
Lucky your football's going well, Tex. Not your dad jokes.
You got one?
No, I haven't today. Sorry.
All right.
It's a rewire Raiders.
Did I give my other one? Yeah, the one the other day.
Which one?
That I said the new T-shirt I bought. Did I tell you that one last week?
No.
Oh, mate, the new T-shirt I bought can speak to the dead. It's a medium. Righto, let's move on.
I actually like that.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point.
Ruin Dids, $1,000 pressure test.
Righto, can we give away the cash, Roo? Now, I just tried this one on you during the break, and you actually got it.
But I'm incredibly smart. We know that.
Righto, let's see if Bill at North Plimpton's as smart as you, Roo. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Ruin Dids. No, I'm not smart, so I'm in trouble.
Hey, Bill.
What are you up to today, Bill?
Well, I'm in the process of writing out my wife's anniversary card. Anniversary, oh, about 36 years.
She's still in bed, is she? Still asleep, is she?
She's in bed. I'm not.
Yeah, is it the anniversary today?
Yeah, today. Yeah, yeah, 36 years ago. So ex-Riverman boy too, Roots.
Oh, where from?
Barmara.
Good spot, Barmara.
Played footy up there, yep.
Was that Buff Tyrrell, Barmara?
Barmara, yeah. Just got his record, all-time record broken for most
play with
he's
Buff
been
Tyrrell.
There a while.
Did you play with him?
He's been there a while. Sorry?
Did you play with Buff Tyrrell?
No, I didn't play with him. No. Now, I remember in those days, we used to have four games in a day, juniors, Colts, senior Colts, B grade, A grade.
Yeah, good day.
Some blokes played in all of those grades too. You had to make up the numbers. Hey, now, Bill, if we can get you the $1,000 this morning, what are you going to buy your wife?
Well, I'll buy a good present, and I've booked dinner at Harndorf tonight.
Harndorf?
Yeah,
beautiful.
So we'll see how we go.
Righto, Bill. Here we go.
$1,000.
I'm feeling good about this. I think
there's a chance, Bill. Yeah.
Now, Bill, in South Australia, name 10 towns or suburbs with the word port in it.
Port Adelaide, Port Augusta, Port Pirie, Port Germain, Port Giles, Port Nolunga, Port Augusta. I think I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, said that.
Port Hughes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bill, you flew out of the blocks. Gee, you absolutely flew out of the
blocks.
Let's
count them up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
Port Broughton.
Yeah, Port
Broughton. Port Broughton, yeah. It's funny, when you're on the phone, it's different to when you do it when you're not on the phone.
That's a bit of pressure. Yeah, no, we have
but
there.
I'm happy with that.
Port Wollonga,
yeah.
Old Port Nolunga.
Oh, thanks now, Ditch.
Port Lincoln. Yeah.
Port Lincoln, geez.
Hey, where the Crabs are, Port Parham.
I should have nabbed it, doesn't matter.
That's all right, Billy.
Well done, Bill.
Hey, hope you have a good day.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for that.
Now, stay on the line, Bill. We're going to find a good prize for Bill. Now, I'm not being disrespectful here, but I don't reckon Bill and his wife would go to the Angels at Theberton Theatre by the sound of it.
No.
So we want to find... We'll come back with something in just a moment. And we're not dissing the Angels, by the way.
No.
Karen's voucher? Yeah. There you go. Bill, how about a Karen's voucher?
Yeah, let's get Bill
back
on.
Bill, we're going to send you off to Karen's of Hyde Park. Wonderful jewellery shop it is down there. And it's on King William Road, and you can buy your wife something nice for the anniversary.
Gee, thank you very much for that. My wife, I'm sure we'll appreciate that. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Stay on the line, Bill.
You might be a full forward tonight, Bill.
And thanks to everyone. Thanks to everyone. I reckon he will do that this morning. Thanks to everyone.
Hey, no much point going outside.
Nah, stay inside.
Cuddle up.
Put the electric blanket on.
Mm.
And finish that card off
later.
Read
the memories.
Yeah. But I like, he's like you and I, he's filling it out this morning, Richard.
Brilliant. He found an old one in the drawer.
Yeah, you recycle.
Happy anniversary with that number on it.
And by the way, the Angels are on at Theberton Theatre coming up in October. We love the Angels. I just felt Bill might want something else. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Anything un-Australian from now on, we'll name and shame, all right?
This is a blatant violation of the Constitution. Do you come from a land
down under? Christina Matthews demanded that we change the vernacular in cricket. She doesn't want us to say batsman, fieldsman, night watchman, third man, and it goes on and on and on.
Oh, the man one.
It's Mabo, it's justice.
Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has approved the change to Advance Australia Fair. It used to be for we are young and free, but it will now be in peace and harmony.
Vegan sausages at Bunnings, un-Australian.
Cadbury and other chocolate manufacturers have banned the use of the word Easter on the packaging of their products in order to stop offending other religions.
This is an outrage.
Bullshit.
This is you. Kindergartens, Roo, banning Bar Bar Black Sheep.
I'd never even thought of it being as racist
overtones.
Yeah.
Political correctness has finally, now it's reached boiling point, and I've had enough.
And now to this week's reason why the world's gone mad.
Righto, Roo, un-Australian. What have you got for
this week, Dits? I've got one, you've got a good one as well. This really annoys me. I don't like tight asses. I don't like theft. And one man went into a McGill cafe last week and knocked off a tip jar. Now, the people who work in cafes, they work hard. They don't get paid a lot.
Some of them are students.
Some of them are students.
They rely on tips.
People are given a bit extra for them for doing good work. So someone's gone and knocked off the jar.
All right. And what do you then do with the proceeds?
So he's un-Australian for doing that.
Yeah.
Very un-Australian.
Yeah.
And he needs to be caught out for that. But what he did next was Australian.
Right. What did he do?
Right. He redeemed himself.
Right.
He took it to the pub.
Right.
And shared it with
and spent the money.
With a few mates.
I just want it now. If I can just do a bit of investigative journalism here. What was the suburb?
He knocked it off from McGill.
McGill. Right. What suburb's the Alma in?
Nord.
No, I think it's...
it is in Nord.
I think it's McGill Road.
No, it's on McGill Road at Nord. It's McGill
Mate,
Road
no wonder you're
at Nord.
Happy. Report said was he went to a hotel nearby.
Yeah, he went to... maybe.
You are the proceeds Bulldust. Of crime. Right there.
Hey.
Bulldust. Bullshit.
Hey!
I didn't say that. There are voices coming in. Gee whiz.
So, is that proceeds of crime?
It is. You'll be getting a visit from the constabulary.
Oh, so he sort of made up for himself a little bit, but don't knock off tip jars. That's like knocking off a bloody little charity box.
Or a kid's, money box. Really.
Or milk money, dits.
Yeah. Milk, no, don't go there. That's terrible. Righto. Now, my un-Australian one. Now, I told you, a couple of weeks ago about my stupid scam, how I fell for it on my phone. I didn't sign up, but I was told I'd get an Apple, iPhone 8.
Yeah.
The latest and greatest, because I was one of the chosen few. They said, we've picked 80 people randomly, and you're one of them. And if you answer these questions, we're going to send you out this new phone in the post. Well, of course... no phone. I haven't seen the phone. And all I'm getting now is prank calls from every wanker in the world. Every idiot. Yeah, I got funeral insurance about 20 times a day. But yesterday's, though, takes the cake. This is the phone call. I'm in big trouble.
Oh,
Rick.
No. What's happening again?
No, wait to hear this. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Under your name, and the complaint is for tax fraud and tax avoidance case. So finally, before we go ahead and take the matter into the local district court, and before we issue a warrant under your name, kindly call us back on our number, that is 02-6064-2019. I repeat the number, that is 02-6064.
And on it goes, right? So I'm in big tax fraud, tax avoidance. I'm going to court.
What have you been up to?
So I rang them because I thought Alice the Wagon, after you left, Jess, I thought, bugger this, I'm going to ring them and, get them on air.
Yeah.
But they won't answer the phone, so I'm going to try them again this morning.
Well, let's try
them later. They rang whilst we were on air.
On in the show.
Yeah, but that's un-Australian to be pranking people with crap like
that. I don't mind you getting stitched up every now and then for the sake of the radio show, but... What about the poor old mums and dads and nanas and...
It's frightening.
And poppers that think that everyone in this world is trustworthy.
Yeah.
And they ring them back and get scammed out of their bloody pension.
Well, someone in our family got done. I won't name them, but someone, older...
Other than you.
So, other than... No,
so
but they
runs in the family.
But they ruined their computer.
What?
They ruined their computer. They blocked over the phone. They got them to do a couple of things while they were on the phone. And blocked their computer and said, unless you pay us, I won't unblock you. There's a virus in it and bad luck.
Let's take some calls on this, Dits. This is getting out of control.
Un-Australian.
We want to expose some un-Australian activity, please. Callers, give us a buzz. 1-333-53, Dits.
What about the prize for our best caller? Now, this is thanks to the afc.com.au. Tickets to the Crows and Sydney at Adelaide Oval this Friday night, the game of the season coming up. Ring now, 1-333-53. Anything un-Australian from now on, we'll name and shame, all right?
This is a blatant violation of the Constitution. Do you come from a land down under?
Taking calls are un-Australian things.
Let's go to Wollonga. Joe, have you got some un-Australian activity happening?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How's it going?
Good, Joe. Very good, Joey.
I definitely haven't, but there's a school out in the western suburbs that my nephew goes to. And at recess and lunch, they used to kick the footy and all that sort of thing around in the soccer ball or whatever.
That's what we went to school for.
Well, exactly. And they don't do it anymore because they can't be bothered because they're not allowed to use real footies.
What?
They have to use those Nerf ball things.
No.
No joke.
You're kidding.
Get lost.
No shit. And I said to the, I said, so what? Well, so you stopped playing footy? And he goes, yeah, but we started it up again. This is the good Australian thing about him. He goes, we started playing footy again, but we just have a couple of guys on lookout and we take it in turns of going look out.
That's it. Look out. Yeah, look out for each other. That's Australian.
I'll go far.
Are we allowed to name the school or not?
Let's not. Might be a bit controversial.
Well, if that's true, that is disgraceful.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Adelaide Hills. G'day, Wendy.
Good morning.
What un-Australian activity have you found?
Well, I work in a couple of universities and we have people who enroll in a degree, register for classes, and then don't turn up. So they take away a spot from other people, but then they also get Centrelink payments for the whole year, even though they failed everything.
Bulldust.
So I kid you not, and it shit me so much. And I've gone to ring up a few times because I think it's something that should be addressed like on a national level because it happens more than Australia. Well,
you shouldn't get your payments unless you can go to every lesson or 80% of lessons or whatever is.
It should
deemed
be a requirement. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, we should follow that story. Let's get
that,
it like an education.
That needs to be followed up. We'll
good on you, Wendy.
Get some information off you, Wendy. That's a great one. Let's go to Tranmere. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Rune. Ditz, how are you?
Yeah, what have you found?
Last Wednesday, I was trying to sell some stuff on Gumtree. And so this guy comes over, sees my wife, and says, oh, I'm giving stuff away to Africa and blah, blah, blah. And I knew it was, and then 2 days later, all my stuff got stolen. And,
No.
But then on Friday night, we look, and on Wednesday, he actually took our photo and he was advertising our stuff before he even purchased it or stole it.
Very confident.
Kidding.
Very confident.
Not
is that right?
Miles Crook in the state, but anyway.
That is un-Australian.
And dumb.
And a little bit stupid.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gawler. G'day, Roachie.
How you going, boys?
Good, Roachie.
Yeah, I got shafted Friday night, mate. I went from one pub to the next after a few beers, and guy wanted to share the tax with me. So I'm like, yeah, no worries, mate. Anyway, he gets near the new pub, and he goes to me, shows me his phone. He's got a message, my kids have got an emergency. I've got no credit. Do you mind if I borrow your phone?
I said,
yeah, no worries, mate. Give him my phone, turn around, pay the taxi, and he's gone.
No. Oh, he knocked your phone off?
Knocked me phone off, mate. Went JB's Manapara yesterday to buy a brand new $550 phone.
Nothing
I can do about it.
Graceful behaviour.
That is very disgraceful.
Have you seen him? Were these pubs in Gawler that you were going to?
No, it's a pub down. It's a bit further down towards the city.
Okay.
But you probably don't want to be going that.
So you hadn't really seen him around before then? He's not a local that you know?
Never seen him, mate. Just,
He'll get his desserts,
un-Australian
mate. He'll get his desserts one
day.
That's
fine. You block your number. It's no good to anyone.
Yeah, I know. It's just
spot on.
That's just stupid. Hey, Roachie. Right, we'll get you back on. Roachie.
Yeah, mate.
Do you like the footy or not?
Oh, dude, I'm a Carlton supporter, but me and Mrs. is a Crows supporter.
Go and see a couple of good sides on Friday night instead of watching Carlton.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, you can go to the footy Friday night. Adelaide,
it's a shame you can't ring your wife to tell her this morning. But
no, I've got a new phone. I went to one yesterday, yeah. So
got
me 500. Yeah, it's all saved in there.
All right, Roachie. Righto. Good on you, mate. Have a good night Friday at Adelaide Oval.
All right, thanks, boys. See ya.
Good on you,
mate.
God, there's some idiots
like that
out there, isn't there?
Mm.
Bloody desperate,
and
is.
Paul from Tranmere. Bloody bloke's knocked his gear off and then puts it on Gumtree.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Let's talk to one of our faves. We talk to him every week. Pete Hellier from The Project. Good morning.
Ruined Dits. Very good. Very good. And Dits, you got scammed, I hear.
Oh, gee.
This weekly event.
This is dragging on and on. I answered one stupid thing. They told me I'd get an iPhone 8. Which apparently doesn't even exist. And I fell for it. Went, yep, no worries. I'd love one. You know, I was specially chosen, apparently. There's only 80 people were getting them. And, yeah, now I'm just getting message after phone calls all day for all sorts of stupid things.
Well, I have some good news. I can take your iPhone 8 and trump it because I got a text message yesterday from Halliburton Oil from the USA, and I've just won. You might want to get some celebration music ready.
Yeah, yeah.
$3 million.
Oh, get
out. Oh, $3 million, guys.
Oh, well all done, Pete.
All I need to do is said my name, my bank account number and my phone number, yeah, and that $3 million is coming my way. I haven't
well
done it yet.
Well done.
But, yeah, so party's on me.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. And what, did you buy a lottery ticket when you were in USA or something like that? How did you win it?
No, I was just minding my own business, and I got a text message. So I didn't even have to enter anything, which is amazing. All I need to do is give my details over, and the $3 million will be in my bank account.
Oh, well, I presume you'll do that soon then.
Yeah, as soon as I get off the phone of you guys.
And then you'll ring your financial planner straight after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've already put a bid in on a few houses up in Sydney. So, you know, I'm in the money. I'm doing okay. But I tell you, also, he's a bit of a... Well, not actually a victim of fraud, but maybe indulged a little bit herself.
Mm.
Is that Paulini?
Yes.
Much of them listeners love a bit of Paulini. You know, I'm not sure if you're playing your latest tracks or not. But I'm hoping this segment...
In about 20 years, we will.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping this maybe Paulini update could actually, you know, spark a regular segment. I've already got the name worked out. Paulini, you know what I mean. You can work out some music around that if you like as well. But so what she's done is she's basically, it sounds a bit dodgy than I think what it is. She's tried to get a fake driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, the person who she's, I think, tried to organise this through has ties to the bikies and various things. So she's been tied up in that. She's not, you know, she hasn't, you know, done anything completely bad or wrong. She's just tried to, you know...
Well, she's gone to the right place. She should get one then.
Well, she should probably go to, you know, the lesson is you got to go to the right place. You got to actually go and see your license. Have your mum in the front seat, passenger seat with you for, you know, a few weeks. Do your miles, keep your logbooks. And go about it the right way. But I must confess, this is why I'm talking about this morning. I've got a bit of a family secret that I've been holding on to for a while.
Mm, okay.
And it's not that we're Kiwis or British or Indian or
Canadian. Are you a
Canadian.
Bikey?
No, I'm not a bikey. No. Kevin Andrews can relax. My mum actually used to organise fake IDs for me.
What?
My mum. So when I was, you know, 16, 17, I was going to, pubs and nightclubs. So I was looking, I looked a bit older. And my mum, and I know, and kids shouldn't be doing it. But when my mum basically was so fearful that she didn't want me going to these places and not getting in, because then I would be like, you know, outside. She thought I'd be better inside than outside. So mum purchased a hot press laminator.
Yeah.
And she went good to work
mum.
On it.
That's
she,
good mum.
I think it's good mumming. Good mumming. I agree.
And clearly she wanted you out of the house.
Exactly.
And also, I got to say, that fake ID came really handy at schoolies and still does, to be honest.
You're still only 17.
All right, good stuff, Pete. We'll talk again next week. Have a big week on the project on Channel 10.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Pete.
Pete Hellyer.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
8:21 Ruined Its, as it just said. Yeah, it is Ruined Its here on Triple M. Now, Roo, you know Barnaby Joyce is back in the news for all the wrong reasons. He may not be our Deputy Prime Minister moving forward. The High Court's got to make a decision about his citizenship.
Well, he's a dual citizen. He's got a citizen in... he's a citizen of New Zealand, they're led to believe, which is against the rules.
In Parliament yesterday, they're calling Barnaby.
Yeah, no, he was...
There you go. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hey there, this is Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. How are you, Johnny?
Going all right. I heard the news about that politician you got up there.
Yeah, Barnaby.
Yeah.
He's in a bit of trouble, I hear.
Yeah, you didn't get on too well with Barnaby, did you?
He was a guy that, you know, you may recall I had two little talks to Yorkshire Terriers, and he just was the guy that said, they're not coming into this country of yours.
Yeah.
Now I hear that he might have to be kicked out.
Yeah.
What were the dogs' names?
Pistol and Boo.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
I remember. I remember he called him a tomato head at the time, you know, that big red head of his.
Yeah. He does have a big red head, Johnny.
Yeah, that's why I called him tomato head.
Yeah.
You said he was inbred with a tomato.
Well, you know, in that barnyard, you know, he's born to be barnyard and he's got a tomato head. So, you know what I'm going to call him now?
What?
Probably maybe kiwi fruit head.
Good idea, Johnny.
All right, Johnny. Thanks.
I don't know. Is there a chance that he may have to go back to New Zealand? I think he should maybe be deported. If he goes back there, you know, I've heard that if the price of lamb has gone up over there, he's going to have to be paying about $30 a half hour. So.
Righto, thanks, know. Johnny.
Okay,
how's that, Roo? Doesn't get any bigger than that.
104.7 Triple M. The hard-hitting topics, the big issues.
Well, not really, but we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruined its angels.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning,
Ruindits. Oh, there's bedlam in here this morning. Where's Mel the button pusher? Good morning. Mel's lucky to be with us, of course. She's a Kiwi with Barnaby Joyce about to be evicted out of the joint.
I'm on notice.
Yeah, it might be a last
Might not be here much longer.
We're going to have dual citizenship at Triple M. I'm comfortable with that.
All right, multicultural. Alice the Wag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say good morning.
Oh, hello.
And Ange.
Good morning.
Yummy mummy married to Mr. South Australia and Roo. Along with you, in line for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough job picking the coach.
Tell us about it,
year.
Ange. What's happening?
Oh, my little under-8s at Grange Uniting are in the GF this Saturday.
Wow.
So I'd like to wish them all good luck, and they better win. Let me tell.
Are you going with the same sort of messaging in grand final week, Coach? Or have you upped the ante?
I upped the ante last week.
What's your tactics?
And, this week we need to step it up one more level. So.
Now, okay. How tall is the hoop for the girls?
Oh, it's full. It's not modified rules. Yeah.
Regulations.
Yeah. And this is, regulations.
So that's hard.
And they're tiny. Some of them can't even get the ball up that high.
Has anyone ever thought of doing a lower?
Yeah, there is. There is a modified level, but they're different. Like I think at club it's modified, and then at a certain age the goals
tough,
go up. Yeah,
isn't it?
But I got some awesome little shooters in my team, so it's good. We're
How
excited.
How does an under-8 team celebrate?
I think McDonald's.
Yeah,
Oh, we might have to find
like
a restaurant
celebrate.
Where they
what
can
about
have. Yeah,
the under-8.
I'll need alcohol. I was shaking by the end of it.
Well, you're nervous.
Had my hip flask. No, I didn't.
Righto. Now, I'm going to play you a bit of audio. There's an advert on TV, Roo. I don't know if you've seen this, but I certainly have. Let's play it first.
Even Hollywood's latest sweetheart needs to punish the porcelain occasionally. Oh. I use VIPoo. Spray before you go, and VIPoo traps the smell of your devil's donuts. So, no embarrassing smells. Even a VIP needs to VIPoo.
Now, this is a very, very attractive lady, a blonde lady, who's doing this ad. And she walks out, Roo, basically talks about having a dump in the toilet. It's just a bit unnerving. I don't know. I know we all go
Everyone
to the
needs
toilet.
To purr, Dits.
I guess they do. Mel the button pusher.
Oh, good, I'll start.
Yeah. Your poo stink for starters?
Oh, yeah. Boy, howdy, do they? Depends. It would depend, using this product, on who was going in after me. Because if it was my partner, Danny,
you wouldn't waste
I
it.
Want to inflict it on him.
Mel!
I want a little bit of, oh boy, you don't want to go in there with him. But I do hate it at work. If you're forced to go at work, I hate knowing that someone's going in after
to
you.
Smell
I really
you.
Do. Mm. Mm. Girls care. I don't think boys really care. Like you could do that sat next to each other, couldn't you?
It's a sort of a bit of a
badge of honor.
Yeah, they'd have a good smell.
In a girl's toilet.
It's a very good sign.
It's like the savannah. If you're out, you know, looking at big game, everyone just freezes the second someone else walks in. It's like the watering hole. Stop.
No, so, we just, girls, you're all little delicate things, that's all. I just don't associate this sort of thing with females. I don't know why.
Yeah, me and the Queen actually don't poo.
No, that's right.
No,
Alice the Wag, I wouldn't have thought you would.
No, we don't. So that's so nice, isn't it?
What about you?
What do you think?
Mine doesn't stink. I just roses all around. No, but I went through this because I hate doing it like in public, you know. And so I used to just hold it, and my husband's like, "You cannot hold that in."
What you hate doing in public for what reason? Because you're worried about the smell, or you're worried about the cleanliness of
you know,
the seat.
And sometimes I just want to relax and take my time, you know.
Well, you girls have got that bigger handbags. You could carry a little
can
of spray around anyway.
Just a bit of a like, you know.
They reckon, though, Alice, isn't the idea that you spray it into the bowl first and it traps
and
the
it
smell in?
And it traps the smell in, so it doesn't go out at all. But for me, it's not the smell, it's the sound. If there's someone else in the toilet, I can't go.
Thunderous.
Or, like, I've been known, you put toilet paper
in first.
But then you can only have a, you have to be really quick because the water absorbs the toilet paper. So you have to, like, put the toilet paper down and quickly go before the, it
learning
sinks.
A few tricks here.
Yeah, right. It's really hard.
It's a bit hard. Poo 2 days in a row now.
Right, another topic. Just let's clean this up a little bit, a fair bit. Cindy Crawford, fair to say, a very attractive lady. What, in her 40s
supermodel.
Now, would she be, or 50? No,
she was 50s, a 50s. 50s. I'd say 50s.
She's doing tours of her house now, and apparently you walk in, and there are nude photos of her. Or just quickly Google this, Ru, because we need to get how to get on these tours. But nude photos of her adorn the walls of the house. So people walk
Why
in.
Why would she be doing tours
Mel,
of her house?
Is this normal behaviour?
No, it's not normal. She's a supermodel.
Right.
So she's not living like the rest of us, and she doesn't look like the rest of us. If I looked like her, I would make wallpaper out of photos of me.
Right.
Scratch and snip? No.
Oh, Mel, it's too much.
Oh, you've lost it.
I'll tell you what, her poop
very
wouldn't
weird
stink.
No.
Cindy Crawford.
No, definitely not.
Alice the Wag, is this?
Well, this actually kind of happened to me because my mum used to do modelling before kids. And one time I walked
in. You've got a model as a mum, have you?
No.
Her mum was
kind
on
of.
TV.
You yeah. must have taken after
she
your dad,
used to be
you?
Humphrey B. Bear's little lady. But and so there was a photo in her sewing room of her in a bikini, just like hanging around on a beach. And I walked in and my mates were over and I walked in on them all taking a photo of it on their phone.
Oh my God.
And I nearly burst into tears. I was so horrified. And I took the photo down and I said to mum, you cannot have any photos of yourself looking that good anymore.
She's grabbed up.
So you were jealous then?
Well, one of the guys said, you don't look like that. And I was like, oh,
no.
Okay then.
And?
Yeah, I think in everyday, like normal life, yeah, I don't think that's cool at all. Unless, you know, like it's art or a painting, you know, like a portrait type thing. You probably want to cover up a bit of bits.
Surely. If,
no, but if you got this, you know, like
you
a nice
your painting of yourself.
Yeah, you don't
yeah,
want
surely.
Nipples and private bits showing. If you had your hands covering and if you, you know, looked hot. So Cindy Crawford, I think, well, you know, those pictures on her wall have probably been published in every magazine anyway. You know what I mean? So
still a
it's
bit
open
weird
to
when,
the,
when you...
And kids. I guess when you got kids, you know, your kids come in and go, oh, look at your mum. look at your mum's nipples.
All right. Thanks, Angels.
Thank you.
That was weird.
Triple M. 7:55, Ru, we talk about power just every other minute of the day, I think.
Well, that's
we?
Because it's the most important thing in our lives.
It is, but what about this announcement? Now, we've had a couple in recent days or recent weeks about what's going to happen in South Australia, but this is enormous.
Well, it's huge. It's a $650 million solar thermal power plant built at Port Augusta where they've been generating power for many, many years.
Yep.
But I don't think all of us know enough about solar thermal power plants and how they work, and I'm looking forward to finding it out.
All right. It's a big, big investment. Kevin Smith is the CEO of Solar Reserve. He joins us. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Tell us about this. This is an enormous project. How does it all work?
Well, Solar Reserve is based in the U.S., and over the years, in cooperation with a rocket engine company in the U.S., we developed a technology that can actually store energy in heat. So we use a huge field of mirrors, kind of more than 1,000 acres of mirrors, huge kind of billboard-sized mirrors.
1,000 acres of mirrors.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a lot of mirrors.
And it is. And we reflect that sun on the top of a tower, and on the top of the tower there's a heat exchanger that flows molten salts, and so we can heat that molten salt up to 566 degrees centigrade. We store it in a large tank on ground. We can store in this project. We can store kind of 8 hours of full load, 150 megawatts of power, which is a tremendous amount of power. You know, can power tens of thousands of homes. And when we want to generate electricity any time of the day or night, we take that heat energy that's stored in molten salt, and we transfer that to steam, and then the back end looks like a conventional power plant with the steam turbine and rotating equipment. So it's a huge project, we'll meet the South Australia government's load for, you know, their office buildings and hospitals and those kinds of things.
Yep.
And the beauty of the technology is because we have energy storage, we can we can generate electricity during peak times to provide competition in the market to handle those high load times.
Fantastic. That's what we want to hear. Now, what about cost? Just to get to the nitty-gritty, South Australian householders have done it very, very tough in recent times. Our bills are going up and up and up. Are you able to arrest that situation for South Australians? How competitive will it be?
Well, very competitive, and I mean, we're leaving the, you know, running the numbers on savings to households to the government, but yep. They've announced that this project saves money for electric bills and will be a significant savings over overall costs. And in addition, that competition in the market will drive down prices from yep. other suppliers
Good.
As well.
Good.
How does the solar thermal work in terms of how much sun do you need for it to get to 100% production? If that makes sense.
Well,
how hot
I mean,
does
the,
it have
the,
to be? How
the,
much sun?
Yeah, I mean, the advantage of solar thermal is, and without getting too deep in the technology, we can operate in very variable solar resource periods. I mean, even if there's just a little bit of sun, we can collect. It might take us a little bit longer for us to get to kind of full storage on our facility, but as long as we've got some storage in the tank, then we're able to generate electricity at full load. So it's a very flexible system. You know, PV panels and wind and others have their role in power generation as well. Those are more intermittent supplies, so it's kind of, in some cases, a lot of it's, you know, either on or off.
Yeah.
As long as we have storage, and as long as there's been some kind of solar resource over the last few days, we've got energy and we can generate at full load.
Kevin, Port Augusta's a long, long way away from your base in the United States. How did you get interested in it? How did this relationship come about?
Well, we've been looking at the Australian market and the South Australian market for a number of years, 5-6 years. Initially, we were attracted to the Australian market because of the mining sector.
Yep.
And the mining sector typically has very high power prices when they're typically burning diesel or heavy fuel oil for their power generation in remote areas. That's what got us into the Australian market initially. And then really we found the Port Augusta market largely because of the experience that exists in the area with closing of some of the big coal plants. So there's a lot of expertise in the area. And quite frankly, the Repower Port Augusta group that has been, you know, incredibly dynamic in attracting suppliers and the solar thermal technology into the area. So, you know, we found that market. There's a huge resource of experienced labor, both on the construction side and in the operational side. Good solar resource, and then you have the South Australian government. Encouraging renewable energy in the area, and the tender process that they put together is really what now has brought us into this contract to go forward with the project.
Fantastic, yeah.
Kevin, will most of the jobs be from people from Adelaide and Port Augusta, or will there be people from overseas?
Well, we've got a commitment to make sure we've got a certain minimum of local content into the project, both from a labor standpoint and from supply of equipment and pieces and parts into it. I mean, it's a huge facility. We will, of course, have some suppliers that come from overseas, but
yep.
certainly we've committed to a certain amount of local content, and we expect there's going to be a tremendous amount of jobs created in the Port Augusta and the Adelaide area into the project. We are opening up our Australia corporate offices into Adelaide, and we'll be opening up a local office in Port Augusta as well.
Brilliant.
Good luck, Kevin. I hope you like eating blue swimmer crabs, mate, because we might produce a bit of power up there, but Port Augusta is the home of the blue swimmer crab as well, mate. So if you like seafood when you're up there producing power, you have a feed of crabs. You'll probably see me at the pub one day up there.
Yeah, we love it. So we'll be there.
Kevin, welcome to Adelaide to you and your company and to South Australia, and thanks for talking to us.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
Kevin Smith is the CEO of Solar Reserve. It all sounds good and positive, right?
It certainly does. Obviously, we'd want to know a bit more about the
yep.
price and how efficient it is in terms of that. But
it's competition, like he said. Hopefully, that drives prices down.
Yep. Really good stuff.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6. Or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.